You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach talking Tampa Bay Rays with MLB.com's Rays beat reporter Bill Chastain. Bill, it's one of a beat reporter's happiest times of the year when your scorecards are going to be a little cleaner. You're going to be working on your regular daily schedule. It's almost opening day. It's time to start talking about the 2015 Rays. So I got five questions for you. We start with one. If this team surprises people outside the organization and I suspect meets the expectations internally, makes a postseason, what's going to be the single biggest reason for that? What's going to go right if this team is in the postseason?
I think first off, the pitching staff, the starting rotation in particular, is going to get healthy in a hurry because that's the strength of the team. Other than that, I would look for a big season for Kevin Kiermaier to keep coming back from where he is, have a nice transition from Desmond Jennings playing well in left. He's been banged up some the last couple of years. And then I'd look for a solid contribution from catcher Renny Rivera.
What is your expectation as far as the health of that rotation?
Hard to say right now. None of those injuries are, look to be like anything really serious. So I expect them to be back, late April. After that, I think that's a very good rotation, starting with Alex Cobb, who I think has the stuff to be a true number one. And right behind him would be Chris Archer and then Drew Smyly. And Drew Smyly has done wonders since he's been over here. So that's a pretty solid three. And then the rest of the guys you got mixing up those last two, including Jake Odorizzi. A lot of guys like to have that rotation, a lot of teams.
They've dealt with a lot of issues at the back of the rotation this spring as well. With what they have, do they have the depth to make it through that first month or however long it is and still be in the hunt when guys start coming back?
I think they, who knows? I mean, but from what I've seen of some of the guys who are in competition to have that fourth spot, it looks like Nathan Carnes will be the number three guy. You can flash back to last year. He finished the year with a really strong outing at Toronto where you could see what he could do on a good night. Of course, what you find out with a lot of these guys is what they can do when they don't have all their pitches and their best stuff. So I think, we're going to be looking at Matt Andreese and maybe Mike Montgomery at the back end there. So, it's up in the air. But I do think that the fact they've got some off days in there, that they might be able to, stay safe until the cavalry comes to rescue them.
And then the flip side of that question, too, is if they don't make the postseason, if they fall short, if this is a long year, what is it that will have gone wrong?
Well, maybe I would think that just like last year, really all the problems, the root of all the evils last year started in the starting pitching, which was injured basically for the first 3 months. If those starters, if Cobb doesn't come back, Smyly doesn't come back, if Matt Moore doesn't come back in the middle of the summer, if Jake McGee doesn't come back, those are some ifs. They're not big ifs. They all look like pretty well you can count on them, but I think that would probably be why.
Who's the most pivotal player on this team? Who's the guy that they absolutely need to be good? And maybe not the best player, but the guy that really kind of swings it that they need to be good if they're good.
Well, I think that's kind of a twofold answer there because actually Longoria is the, to quote Reggie Jackson, the straw that stirs the drink. But, and if you'd have told me he had the numbers he had last year after playing 162 games, I would have said you're nuts. But, still decent numbers, just not Longoria-type numbers. He seems to have kind of a focus this spring that he wants to get it back. So I think you put that there, and then I also think just having a solid guy behind the plate who can hit some is going to factor in greatly. I mean, it's not a very high bar behind the plate offensively. I think Rivera could really help them.
What's the biggest question, the biggest unknown, the thing that we're just not going to know about this team until they start playing some games and we see them in games that count?
I think it's mostly in the outfield. All of them are talented. They have athletic skills, but there's a little something that you've got to wonder if they can get it together. You've got Jennings, who can do it when he's healthy. Kiermaier is a defensive. He's crazy good on defense. Is he going to hit good enough to support that? Brandon Guyer showed some strides offensively. He wasn't as strong defensively last year. And of course, we're going to see the new guy, Steven Souza Jr. From what I've seen of him so far, he looks like the real deal. And the fact that he was backlogged in an organization that had a strong outfield probably bodes well for that. So I think that might be the biggest question mark, although it's not, you know, a real deal killer, I don't think.
How exactly do those pieces fit together? Because they've got some guys who can play a couple of spots in the outfield. They've got some guys with complementary skill sets. It seems like a lot of ways you can mix and match those guys out there.
Mixing and matching is the way they do things around here. And even yesterday, Cash told us that there was not a group of starters per se. It was a team. And so I think you're going to see a lot of matchups, although I do think Kevin Cash is going to be a little more let a guy play some every day to get that feeling of consistency you need to be successful. But I think you're going to see all these players play a lot, and they are versatile players, and you know I think that's going to be how they use the DH as well, which they've done in the past. And given the history of their DHs in the past, it's probably a good way to do it.
And then number five, give me one bold, fearless, interesting prediction about the 2015 Rays.
Tough one. How about, let's say, Chris Archer breaks loose and wins 22 games. He's got the stuff to do it, and he's going to be starting at the start of the rotation. He's got the confidence. Who knows? He might just have a breakout year this year.
Well, I apologize to everybody for this, but you know I have to do it. I think you're going into the danger zone on that one, Bill. Thanks, everybody, for listening. This is MLB.com Extras.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is now available. Watch over 250 spring training games and every regular season game live or on demand in true HD. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription, allowing you to watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices, every night on every device. Visit MLB.tv for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply.